Blog Talk Radio.
Welcome to another edition of Technology Espresso Cafe Radio. Dave and Jacqueline bring you up close and personal to the innovators, contributors, and creative minds in and around technology today. Visit their website at www.technologyespresso.com. There you will find their broadcasts with guests from all across the technology spectrum, their social media handles, and related content. So sit back with Dave and Jacqueline as they serve up Technology Espresso, fast, hot, and intense.
And hello and good afternoon and happy Saturday, everyone. If you're listening to us live, thank you for joining us on Technology Espresso Radio. We have a hour and a half show today for you because we're going coast to coast today. I have the pleasure of having Josephine Reed here in Atlanta, going to talk about a great program that's coming up very soon in the Atlanta area. And then we're going to go to another part of the country. I said coast to coast, but another part of the country, Midwest, to Kansas City, to talk about a STEAM village and their robotics program. So we're going to go from each end of the spectrum. But this just goes to show you the variety and the breadth and depth of the various initiatives related to STEAM. And as those of you, if you're newbies, that science, technology, engineering, arts, and math. And just have to say kudos to wonderful creators and innovators in this space who are creating these initiatives to attract young people, to hold their interest. It's just an awesome thing. And doing this all leveraging technology, just like we're coming to you today, through whether it's your computer or dialing up on your smartphone, getting news and information so that you can be in the know about STEAM and STEM, the careers and jobs of the future. So first of all, let me say hello, Josephine.
Hello, Jacqueline. How are you?
I am doing awesome and so thankful that you were able to be spontaneous today and through none other than Twitter us to connect real quick on this Saturday to get an update from you because you've got a lot to share with our audience. Those of you who know and have visited can visit our archives, Josephine Steam Relay, we brought this to them over a year ago. I think it was around October timeframe. There was the launch of the Josephine Fitz Steam Relay, but you've been in the lab cooking up a lot of things. Some things have changed. There's some new elements. So I'm not going to keep our audience waiting. Why don't you take us through where the new is always new and improved, always evolving, Josephine Fitz Steam Relay, and what's coming up this year in a month or so?
So, yes, you are correct. Last year we partnered with Arabia Mountain High School in Georgia in DeKalb County to put on the first Josie's Fit STEAM Relay Challenge. And originally the idea was created to just find a different approach to try to engage students in science, technology, engineering, arts, and math. We know that we do have some students who are innately interested in those subjects, but we have a lot of other students that we feel like we have yet to reach. And we wanted to create an event that would continue to nurture and encourage students who already had an interest in these types of subjects to keep going and moving forward in pursuit of, you know, these STEAM-related careers and degrees. And we also wanted to show other students, depending on whatever their challenges with these subjects were, we wanted to kind of close the gap. So if, you know, STEAM is intimidating to some of the students, we wanted to make it less intimidating. if it was the way that they were being taught or engaged in these subjects in school or after school programs or whatever, we wanted to change the atmosphere, make it more fun, make it more interesting, make it more engaging to them. So that was the original, one of the original reasons. There are a lot of different reasons why we created the program, but that was one of the main reasons why we initially created the program in the first place. And so we were able to partner with Arabia Mountain High School, which is an amazing school here in DeKalb County, and they are on their way to being a STEAM certified school. And so it worked out great for both organizations because they needed outside organizations like BDPA, like Josie's Fit STEAM Relay, to come in and offer supplemental learning programs related to STEAM and STEM in order for them to go about getting this certification. So it started out as a great partnership, and it is just continuing to blossom. And we truly thank Ms. Nika Matthews and Rodney Jerkins, who is the principal at Arabia Mountain High School. So fast forward, we had a really successful first event last October. We had a lot of changes that had to be made, but we ended up executing the program, and it turned out really well, and the students had really great feedback. So, of course, that, you know, kept our wheels turning, trying to figure out how we could make it even better and improve upon what we did the last year and get more participation from students, from people in the community, from youth leaders, just to make the event more impactful as the years go on. And so in speaking with my business partner, Arthur Rozier, we were just kind of doing an assessment of how the first event went, and we came up with some topics and subjects that we thought, after doing some internet browsing and research, that we thought were of most interest to high school-aged students. So we came up with ideas like agriculture, music, cars, just things that, you know, draw their interest, video games, of course. And so what we wanted to do was, instead of, like we did last year, having random experiments to where the science experiment didn't relate to the technology experiment and so on and so forth, we wanted to come up with theme curriculum for our experiments this year. So at the top of our list, we knew that not only the students, but the volunteers, the parents, the educators, and community leaders, everyone loves music. You know, everyone has their own different style and taste in music, but everybody can relate to music. And so we wanted to take subjects that were of interest to the students and show them how subjects like science, technology, engineering, arts, and math are used throughout the things that they are passionate about. And so this year, in one way that we're different from last year, is that every experiment will be in our STEAM experiments will be related to music. Another reason why we decided to go this route is because a lot of our students in our communities, they're very limited in what they've been exposed to in terms of the career options that are available to them. They, you know, and they don't understand that even the things that they consume a lot of, that they can be producers and part of the process and, you know, adding to something that already exists or being creators and innovators of something related to something that they're passionate about. So our goal with making all of our experiments music related is to show a lot of the students or all of the students at the event that if you do want to go into music but you don't make it as a rapper or you don't want to be a rapper or a singer or a poet or the person who's out front, we want to show them that they can still contribute to music as a scientist, as a technologist, as an engineerist, as, you know, a mathematician, something other than being just the artist. And you can still be a very successful, very wealthy individual. And so that is our goal with making Josie's Fit STEAM Relay happen this year. So that's why the title of the event is called the Music Edition. So in addition to all of the experiments being related to music, all of the exercises, because it also is Josie's Fitz theme relay. So, of course, we're stressing the importance of how, you know, being healthy mentally and physically. And so even our fitness obstacle courses will be related to music. So everything about the relay is going to have a music influence. And we're just hoping that that would be, you know, very enjoyable, interactive, and fun for the entire, for everyone who decides to come, the spectators as well as the participants. And then in addition to the
now I'm going to jump in because you're going it's a big deal and it's got a lot of parts, but I just want to just emphasize to our audience that's listening, if you're wondering how she does it, we even wonder how she pulls it up. But let me tell you, if you come out, it is so much fun. The kids are so engaged. And I can imagine last year how engaged the kids and how much fun they had. Like you said, combining both health and fitness and the fitness part and the obstacle course, and then also engaging their brains. And it was kind of a, you know, intellectual obstacle course. They were panting and out of breath, but they were solving those problems. They got it done, and they had a blast doing it. So, you know, you said something about spectators. So you can come out, even if you are just curious. You've got to see this in action to even believe how cool, how much fun it is, and drag along the kids. They're going to be skeptical. Drag them along. That's the main thing that we want our audience. Come out. Just support it. This is a great program. People, volunteers, come out to make this happen. Josephine has been working with different school systems and the people that she named to make this happen. We don't want those bleachers to be empty. We want people there cheering and just encouraging and showing that this is something that we want in all of the communities and all of us. I just wanted to let Josephine take a breath, and then I'll let you get back. And also, so you can pick up from there.
So in addition to what was said earlier, we're always looking for ways to not only engage the students, but to engage the community, because it's really important for these students who are pursuing, you know, STEAM-related careers and degrees. They haven't in the past been the more popular degree choices amongst students in our communities, and we want to make sure that they feel supported and that they feel cheered on by going after, you know, something that could totally change their lives, their families' lives, their communities' lives. And so we really, you know, but we understand, you know, that it's important that when people come to support events like this, that we want them to feel engaged as well. So we'll definitely have, you know, competitions between sponsors and parents and students as a way to keep people engaged throughout the event. And we'll be giving away a lot of door prizes, and we'll be working with sponsors to be able to offer more door prizes and for those competitions that will take place throughout the competition. And we're also going to we're also offering a $1,000 prize for a STEAM rap competition that we're putting on this year. So again, it's related to music. And while we do want more students to be engaged in a more traditional sense in science, technology, engineering, arts, and math, we also respect that there are some more creative personalities who may not be interested in pursuing such technical routes. So we do respect the artistry of our students who desire to pursue that type of career choice. And so we wanted to give them an option because, again, we all love music. We want to be a cultural change agent for learning as well. And so we came up with this STEAM rap competition because we know how influential music can be to students, and we feel like with a lot of organizations and stuff that are out here pushing this wonderful information, you know, to our community, we have to also keep in mind that there's a cultural aspect to this, and we want to be an organization that addresses that. And so we're hoping that with this STEAM rap competition, it gives the artists or the students who plan to be artists one day the awareness to see that you can still be an artist and be successful with your creativity, but still have rich content in your music. And so we also are hoping that with the music that comes out of this competition, that we're able to push it out to the community and to the world so that their peers actually listen to the music and they can begin to deposit these seeds of how important it is to pursue career choices and degrees in the STEAM-related areas. And so we've got a couple submissions already, and I'm super, super stoked and excited because I truly believe that these songs are rich in content, that they're songs that the youth and even the parents, I've been listening to them since I got the submission in my car and while I'm at work. And it just is such a good feel, and I'm just praying that, you know, it's able to have the impact that we're hoping to when we first set the vision for it. So really, really excited. That is open to all high school students all over. So if you have any high school students that are but with the pen, they don't necessarily even have to consider themselves rappers or desire to be rappers in the future. But if they're good with, you know, lyrics and they can get in the app store and find a beat to put with the song, then please have them submit their song for the competition. It's going to be really fun. The top three students will be selected to actually perform at the relay itself. And we're just really looking forward to that aspect of the relay. And we're working on some exciting guest judges to come in and participate in critiquing the songs and, you know, selecting the $1,000 grand prize winner. So please definitely have your students submit the songs for that portion of the event. And then, you know, sponsorship is still coming in. We've hit our financial goal, our fundraising goal this year, but we still have people volunteering and committing to donate financially to the relay. But we also have some businesses that are offering their services to come out to the relay. And so one of the things that we're working on right now is we have a gentleman who owns a gaming RV. And basically, it's an RV that has every game console on it that a child's heart could desire, or even an adult, because we know everybody typically plays video games from time to time, if not more often than not. And he wants to volunteer to bring his truck out there, you know, so that the kids will be able to come and enjoy, you know, playing the video games during intermission as well as after the event as well. So we're just really, really excited about the potential of this event, and we're working really hard to bring it to life. So we really hope that everyone makes time to come out and support the kids and cheer the kids on and see why we think having more events like this throughout the entire community in multiple schools and churches and organizations will eventually be one of the things that helps to shape the next generation and gear them in the right direction toward pursuing these STEAM degrees and careers.
Absolutely, absolutely. And it's, you know, you and I know, and the parents need to also understand that programs like this and also programs like the BDPA HSCC, the High School Computer Competition, which you are the director of that for the Atlanta chapter, who was this year's winners for the high school computer competition.
Yes, we were. Toot, toot.
Absolutely. And they need to understand that these programs, not only do the students who get to compete and win like our team did this year, they get scholarship money, they get even hardware. I mean, the latest and greatest laptops. Each student walks away with one in hand. In and of itself is rewarding. You know, the other pieces, they get to learn teamwork, leadership, their presentation skills. So they just come out well-rounded and prepared in so many ways, whether it's careers, entrepreneur. And it doesn't mean that everybody's going to be a programmer. You don't have to get into these programs because you want to end up being a programmer, or you've got your sights on doing that one career or piece. It's just to open their eyes, expose them, to give them awareness, because wherever they go, whatever they do, there's going to be technology. There's going to be a layer of technology that enables us to do everything better, faster, cheaper, however, you know, whatever it is from a business perspective, technology is the thing that enables it. So you may not be, that might not be your specific career path, but it is something that you need to understand how to leverage, how to speak the language, and how to understand all the different things in our world that are changing. It's inevitable that it's going to change. And so that's what these programs are about, too. Exposure and just, you know, some good fun on a weekend. We worry about or we talk about or we see what young people are doing. This is a whole, this will give you a whole different perspective of young people and what they can do in a productive way when given the opportunity, the platform, the exposure. So first of all, mad kudos to Josephine for the time. People may come out to the event and see how energetic and engaged and how you pull it off. But little do they know, from the day the last relay competition ended, you have really been nonstop pouring your heart and soul and pulling off this next level of the whole program. And I'm excited about it. Technology Expresso will be there. We'll have the radios and cameras on, and we're going to be looking for you. We want to interview both the participants and the spectators. So, you know, so excited for you, Josephine, and how lucky are the young people that have had the opportunity and that you've been working with. So I really appreciate, you know, as I talked about, this is kind of a spontaneous touch point. Let's just make sure they know how to get engaged or get in contact. Give them the name of the school and location again, and even the time to come out and participate or to spectate, I should say.
Okay. The event is going to be November 7th, and it is at Arabia Mountain High School. Arabia Mountain High School is located at 6610 Browns Mill Road in Lithonia, Georgia, 30038. The event time is from 12 until 6 p.m. It is free for all to come and spectate and watch or, you know, participate. Again, if you have any high school students that actually would like to participate in the relay or the rap competition, please have them visit www.jfsrc2015.com. Again, that's www.jfsrc215.com, and they'll be able to sign up there. And if you have any questions about the relay, you can definitely contact myself, Josephine Reed. My email address is josephinereed@gmail.com.
I'm here. Well, I'm still here, absolutely. you know, I have to remember to turn my own mic on. I worry about everybody else's mic, but I have to also remember to turn my mic on. But as we're talking, ladies and gentlemen, with Josephine Reed here in Atlanta, Georgia, the second year of the Josephine FitSTEAM Relay Competition and Challenge, and this year it's a musical theme if you're just joining, and also there is a rap contest. So I know that there's a lot of talent, not just here in Atlanta. Even if you just want to throw yours in, even if you're out of town and want to throw in your rap, just for maybe an honorable mention or just for acknowledgement, hey, I believe, Josephine, we talked about this, that she'll accept it. And who knows, you throw in your rap this year, next year it could be expanded, and we could be doing this, you know, just nationwide. I'm just putting seeds out there, Josephine. I know you don't lack for ideas of how to grow and expand this. And again, for those who are joining, whether you're in different parts of the country, because we cover across the United States with our podcast, if you're looking for something to get young people involved and motivated and engaged, and as some people say, STEM isn't in and of itself when you talk about science, technology, engineering, and math, then Josephine has a formula and has some great ideas, and I would say definitely reach out, contact, engage, and there could be a great opportunity for collaboration in that arena as well. So just because this is happening in Atlanta doesn't mean it doesn't apply to you, and again, it's so important for us to support each other as well. We all have different pieces of the puzzle, and together we can make this work and reach all of the young people, those who are disenfranchised and are not exposed to great programs like the one that Josephine has created here in the Atlanta area. So Josephine, again, kudos to you. Any final words or any shout-outs or anything else, both Relay related and or BDPA related, that you'd like to share with the with our audience? I know that the BDPA may be resting up and gearing up for next year, but any final words you want to share with our audience?
Well, first I'd like to say thank you to Jacqueline and to David at Technology Expresso for being extremely supportive of everything with, you know, BDPA and BDPA Atlanta, and as well as Josie Spitz Team Relay. We really appreciate you sharing your platform with us to get the word out about what we're doing with trying to engage these students in these different programs. And also, yes, we are, well, we're not really taking a break with HSCC. As everyone probably is aware, the conference will actually be in Atlanta next year. And so we want to defend our title, but we also want to make sure that we continue to engage as many students as possible with the HSCC program. So we actually started a HSCC site at Arabia Mountain High School. So we're currently teaching 22 students from Arabia Mountain High School how to code as well. And we do have our other site, which will be taking place at State Farm this year. That will be beginning in January, and that's the site where students can come from all schools to learn how to code and participate in the HSCC program as well. So registration for that program will be opening up November 1st. So we'll definitely be back to talk about that, and you'll see flyers and stuff coming out for that soon. But currently right now we have about 3 sites, and we're looking to potentially expand it to even 3 more sites by January 1st. So our goal is to at least target 80 students or more for the 2016 year HSCC competition. So we're really thankful to all of the support of all of our sponsors. Like I said, Technology Expresso. I want to say thank you to all of the sponsors for Josie's Fit STEAM Relay, STEAM Sport, Arabia Mountain High School, Think Next, Wrinkle Free Delivery, Charter Global, State Farm, Cam James, and we have several other sponsors that are coming along on board as well. So we know that no matter, you know, how many great ideas and stuff you have, if you don't have people that believe in you and support you in action, then it's hard to execute these things. So we're very, very thankful for everyone who has supported us along the way.
Absolutely, absolutely. Well, kudos to you. And if people want to also follow Josephine and see an entertaining video, she trying her own hand at rapping as well and singing, it's out there. So please, you know, follow Josephine on both Twitter. If you have any questions about getting connected with Josephine and the programs, both the Relay and or BDPA's HSCC, and you didn't catch the contact information, we always say, you can email us at technologyexpresso@gmail.com, and we'll make sure and help connect the dots. So thank you, Josephine. We look forward to seeing you, and that is November the 7th, and Technology Expresso will be in the house, so we look forward to spending the day with you and the young people. And until then, we'll let you get back in the lab and continue to cook up the great things that you do that so engages the young people. And with that, I'm also going to transition. We have another, this is a double hitter. We have another guest on the phone standing by, and I'm going to take you all, even as you sit in your living room, all the way to Kansas City. So, Josephine, enjoy the rest of your day. And we're going to jump over here and talk to Kansas City. So I'm going to open up the mic there, and I want to say hello. How's the A-Team Village doing? Hey, I hear you guys loud and clear.
How did you like that harmony?
Oh, that was great. That was great. So I'm going to let you, I'm speaking with Will Wells of Kansas City, also known as the Kansas City BDPA, but also known as the A-STEAM Village. And so you all may have heard me interview him about a week or so ago. And if not, please visit our archives. Gave a great background of the program and some of its history and where it's going. But today we are live and we're going to be talking with some young people. So I'm going to let William, on your end, you kind of MC and introduce us or hand the mic over to some of the young people you have in the room. But if you have any open comments to start us off, please feel free.
No, I'm just in admiration of Tech Espresso, how you smoothly went from Atlanta to Kansas City, and we're able to bring these kids together from all over the country on this wonderful Saturday afternoon. So
We're in our conference room.
So I'm going to have the kids and I have one of my coaches here. I'm going to have them stand up at the table, give your first, last name, grade, and school, and then sit down, and we'll start with you, Brandon, and work our way around the room. And the reason you have to come to the table is because the phone is in the middle of the room. Okay. Name, grade, and school.
Hello, my name is Brandon Strickland. I go to Kaufman. I'm in the fifth grade, and I've been in robotics for 2 years.
Okay.
Excellent.
My name is Kaufman Wilson. I'm in fifth grade. I go to Kaufman, and I've been in this my first year of being here.
Excellent.
My name is Antonio Woodson. I'm in the seventh grade. This is my fourth year being here.
My name is Alonzo Carter. I go to Benjamin Banneker, and I'm in the fifth grade.
My name is Seamus Prim. I'm in the seventh grade. I go to Academy Lafayette, and this is my third year in the program.
My name is Vincent Carter. I go to Benjamin Banneker. I'm in the eighth grade, and this is my second year being here.
Hi, my name is Courtney Tucker. I'm in the sixth grade. I go to Benjamin Banneker. This is my fourth year here. Nice to meet you.
Hi, my name is Cameron Crawford. I'm in the sixth grade. This is my third year. I go to Benjamin Banneker.
Hi, my name is Michael Robinson. I go to Benjamin Banneker. I'm in the fifth grade, and this is my second year being in the sixth grade.
Hi, my name is Bacon A, and this is my fourth year, and I go to Bacon and Vinegar.
My name is Victor Johnson, and I go to Central Hill, and this is my first year of being here.
Hi, this is Ralph Elder, and I'm a freshman. I go to Truman High School, and this is my second year of being in the program.
My name is Jeffy Lahr. I'm in the sixth grade, and my third year, first year.
My name is Gina Alton. I'm in fifth grade. This is my first year being here, and I go to Benjamin Banneker.
My name is James Prim. This is my third year serving as a coach in both the FLL and the 1080 Racing.
And that's our whole crew, Ms. Jackie.
Well, excellent, excellent. Well, I'm going to throw out my first question, and again, Will, on your end, you can orchestrate who you'd like to answer the first question. But for our audience, they might want to know, what is this program all about? What are some of the things that you do? So I'd like to hear from a couple of the students. What are some of the things you do in this program? What are some of your favorite parts of the program? Mm-hmm.
That's all right. Say your name and then what you do.
My name is Vincent. I do 1080. And in 1080, you learn how to engineer, work as a team, and that's it.
I'm Seamus again. The last 2 years I was in FLL where you program a robot and learn important skills and solve a real-world problem. And as Vincent said, I'm in 1080, the Racing Challenge.
This is Ralph again, and I'm going to Navy and FTC, and into Navy, we basically buy a car and fix it so that it's going faster, and we go to competitions all around the world.
Definitely. Courtney. Giovanni.
Hi, this is Dexter Maggie. I thought it was about teamwork, showing respect, and having fun, constructive fun. SLO is about teamwork, like she said. Well, I'm Courtney, and SLO is about teamwork, and we build a lot of stuff, and we work together.
Hi, this is Giovanni again. SLO is where we do engineering in teams and get to learn a lot of things about building, and we can just have a lot of fun together.
There you go. Three girls.
I like
four.
That.
You like to keep it
I like that. Three girls and three boys. Excellent. And I heard the word fun a lot, and I like that. Our audience and our young people need to hear that. Hey, STEAM can be fun. It sounds like you get to fix things. I heard something about making things go faster. That's always fun. You know, I heard robots. I heard teamwork, too. So some of it isn't just all the mechanical pieces of it. Some of it is just meeting some new people and making some new friends and then working together to solve problems. So that it does sound like fun. That is really encouraging. Now, I heard from one of the coaches, I think, introduced himself as well. So I want to hear from one of the coaches. Could you share with us what some of from your experience as a coach, what do you enjoy and what are some of the things that you see as the children kind of evolve and grow in the program?
The amazing thing about this program is when I started, I'm also a second grade teacher in my other life, but when we started this, I looked at most of these kids were my students. They were clients. They were something other than what I saw. But as I continued to work with them, I began to hear them identify themselves as engineers, programmers, problem solvers, team members, all the things that we know kids are going to have to know to make it in the 21st century. And what I've been able to watch is these kids evolve from students into engineers, from students into programmers. But more importantly, I've seen them learn what we call our core values, which are our primary, Lego League's primary focus on life skills. And the greatest one is that to be a coach, they don't look for me to solve their problems. They look to me to help them solve their own problems. And that is an amazing difference in how a lot of these participants begin to look at adults, not as to solve the problem for them, but as they begin to look for solutions to their own problems, they look to us as a resource.
That sounds amazing. That's amazing. That core value, that is really important as well, because that's it sounds like the core values, those are things that are transferable. So some of the students may stay in the STEM field, some of them may branch out, but they'll be able to carry that on, that teamwork, that leadership, and all of them, as we heard as they were introducing themselves, being able to express and communicate, that is a beautiful thing. So kudos to the whole program and to the young people that are participating. So can someone share with me what's on the schedule for today? What are you all, you came out today, and what are you guys planning on doing specifically today?
Hi, this is Antonio again. Our schedule for today is, other than talking to you right now, the FLL teams have to finish building their missions. Our 1080 FCC members, we have to, for the 1080 members, we have to modify our car and do a challenge that they send to us every month, because the challenges are monthly. And for FCC, we have done a lot of our stuff. Like, make our social media accounts.
Today, we're going to try to get our game board together and stuff like that.
Okay. That sounds like
Go ahead.
This is Ralph once again, and today he's going to do the missions that we didn't get done yesterday and finish them up, and then FLL, they're supposed to finish building their attachments for the game board, because tomorrow is the first robot scrimmage, and that's it for today.
Oh, wow, the robot scrimmage.
Yeah, that's going to happen at the Community STEM Day event next Saturday, actually.
Absolutely. And Will, would you kind of tell our audience, since you brought it up, tell our audience about what's coming up next Saturday.
Well, next Saturday is going to be our ninth, what we call Community STEM Day, where we turn Benjamin Banneker Charter Academy into a science, technology, engineering, arts, and math playground for students and families. It's also what we call the preseason game, where all of the teams, FLL teams from throughout the country throughout the city will get to come and scrimmage their robots and get a firsthand taste of what it's going to be like when they go to their first qualifiers. And then our junior FLL team, which they're downstairs on the second floor right now, they'll get to exhibit their missions and their show me posters. So the group that you see now, this is only half of what we have. We have our first and third graders down on the second floor. And, of course, that follows the Friday, October 16th, Digital Opportunity and Inclusion Summit, Dinner and Play.
Man, it's going to be, and again, David and I have expressed previously, we hate that we can't be with you all in Kansas, but I understand there will be some video footage and some live streaming, so those like ourselves who might be remote can kind of follow along and observe and it's support. It's so important, just like I spoke about when I was interviewing Josephine earlier. We've got to show our support that these programs are valuable and important to us, and we want to keep them going. And that means both supporting them and just being there, but also supporting financial. Would love to always see these programs grow and grow and grow, because there's always more students we can reach. It sounds like you've got a great group there, but I know you, William, you're not dissatisfied. I'm sure you want to continue to grow it and reach more young people. So to my audience, I implore you is that, hey, become an advocate, become an ally. If you're anywhere near Kansas City, find out how you can help, volunteer, support, and donate both your time and talent and your treasure. So definitely do that. Let me turn my next question back to the students. I want to ask you, now, having gone through this program, has it helped you think about different careers that you might consider? I know it's kind of early to lock in on one career, but what are some different careers that being in the program and hearing about STEAM that have maybe you're now considering?
Well, when I grow up, I want to be a mechanical engineer. I want to be that because I like building, I like fixing, and I like when I do something and it works out right. Well, I've sort of, since I was four, I wanted to be a robotic engineer, but through this program, I just wanted to be an engineer, but through this program I learned other stuff with technology, like electrical engineering, programming, and I have recently found an interest in civil engineering.
Oh, nice.
Hello, this is Brandon again, and when I grew up, I wanted to be an engineer because, well, when I was 9 years old, my grandpa told me how much it's important to be an engineer. Like, you can build new things to make people happy, because that can really help people get new things, and it can help them do anything.
Wow. Very good advice from your grandfather.
This is Antonio again.
When I was little, I wanted to be a video game programmer, and this has helped me find out that there's other careers that I would like to be in, like Vincent said, mechanical engineering, or what Shane said, electrical engineering. And I found a new interest in biomedical engineering.
Oh, excellent.
My name is Alonzo Carter, and when I grow up, I want to be a firefighter, because I want to save people and help them.
Excellent.
My name is Courtney, and I want to be a scientist when I get older, or I want to be a hacker, like for the government, to hack into the enemy stuff and stuff like that.
This is Dave Chanae, and I want to be a lawyer when I grow up because I love getting my point across, and I'm a good debater.
Hi, this is Michael. And when I grow up, I want to be an audio engineer because my brother said he wants to be a gospel rapper, and I want to make the beat for his rap.
Excellent.
This is Victor again, and when I grow up, I might want to be a detective, policeman, or the president because I like fighting crime and I like fighting food. And for the president, I like being in charge. My name is Jeffrey Kane. What I want to be was a video game designer and NBA All-Star. And I want to do the NBA All-Star because I play basketball a lot. I like video games, so I want to design.
Hi, this is Giovanna. When I get older, I want to be a famous book author. My favorite book author. It's hard to name all of them at once, all in one day, because I have so many. I also want to be a YouTuber. My favorite YouTubers are Jenna Marbles, Amanda Seen, Superwoman, and pretty much it. And I'd also like to go into the engineering business. I like audio engineering, and I just like creating things of my own and testing them out to see if they can win or sink.
Wow.
Ms. Jackson's kids continue to amaze me, and you're dealing with grades 3 through 10.
I love it. Yeah. And I love the fact that, you know, that at least their minds are thinking in terms. You don't have to pick one. These young people are multifaceted. They have a lot of opportunities. I love that they're listening to the advice and looking up to their brothers and sisters and they're getting advice from their grandfathers. That is awesome. But just opening their eyes, and as some of them mentioned, they may have come into the program and they were interested in engineering, but now they're naming, you know, biofuel engineer, and I heard a few other, and I love that they at least understand that they have the world is full of possibilities. They're all very talented, and it's about exposure and trying different things. So I might talk to you guys again in a year from now, and you might have a new list, and that's even great as well. So love the idea that you're exploring and open and looking at all the possibilities, because you all are very talented, which is, it's clear, and already are showing how much you can do as far as creating and fixing and building and even inventing things. So every time I hear them talk, it just more and more makes me wish that I could be there with you. Now, let me ask this. I understand there's going to be a play as well. Do we have any of the actors and actresses among our group today, Will?
Yes, we actually do. We actually do.
Well,
and there's something that I found out last night. These guys are going to actually be the directors and produce their whole play. They did it this summer, but they're going to get to do the whole thing. But if you play the part in the play, stand up and say what your part is. And start left to right. Start with Brandon and work your way around.
Hello, this is Brandon again. And the character that I played was Noah. And I really wanted to play Noah because that was really my favorite character.
And what about Noah?
And about Noah, he's the youngest in the family, and he really kind of rude. And that's all about Noah.
This is Antonio once again. In the play, I played George Washington Carver. I wanted to play him because I was like the last actor there, and they all took the part that in. I wanted to represent Dr. George Washington Carter because he was the first one that made. He was the one that made one of my favorite foods, peanut butter.
That's right. That's right.
This is Seamus. I was chosen as Einstein because I can make a very interesting voice.
Yeah. Go to character, Shane.
Yeah, let's hear that.
Okay. Then you allow me to make it simple for you to understand.
This is Vincent. In a play, I was Dr. Robert Goddard. He was a rocket scientist. Mm-hmm. And I wanted to be him because he deals with like mechanical stuff.
Very good.
My name is Courtney. I was Benjamin Franklin. I don't know why I wanted to be him. I guess because of the bob head or something.
My name is Ralph again. I was chosen to be with the lights and sound just because I like technical stuff and I don't like to act in front of a few friends.
That's it.
Oh, excellent, excellent. That is so awesome. And you like you just shared with us that they're even going to produce and direct the film. And that ties into a lot of people, we talk about STEM, but this is actually the STEAM village, and the A is for the arts. So that whole acting and even the doing the behind the scenes about putting on a play, that kind of ties into the arts part. So, and at the same time, it sounds like it's a great educational play. And Will, I just want to give you the chance. Let the people in your local area know, how can they get tickets to the play? How can they see the play and expose their young ones to these actors in the play?
Okay, so it's a summit, dinner, and play. It will be held at the Bruce R. Watkins Cultural Heritage Center, 3700 Blue Parkway. They can purchase their tickets online, or they can just make a donation to these kids online by going to summit.asteamvillage.org. That's summit.asteamvillage.org. They can either purchase a seat, they can purchase a table, or they can just make a donation. All the funds that we're raising, all the proceeds are going to these kids' programs so that we can send them to BDP. I cannot wait to unleash these kids at the BDPA National Convention in Atlanta next August, and also they'll do their robotics qualifier in Boston, Massachusetts. So we're raising funds to be able to send them to both of those conventions and to get their jerseys and their meals and travel expenses when they go and compete.
Absolutely, absolutely. So, again, I implore those who are listening, there's always a way that you can contribute, give back, support, and to show that these programs are important. and that you see the value in it. You know, you can put your money where your mouth is and not just complain and identify problems in our communities today, but be a part of the solution and support great people like William Wells, who has put so much into making the STEM and STEAM Village what it is. And one of the things, let me turn back to, we have our instructor there, and I want to take a moment to ask the second question of our instructor. Now, you are volunteering, giving your time. What would you say to other volunteers as far as coming out and giving their time and why it's so important and the reward?
Well, I can just say this. My grandfather always said that he always had a high faith in the youth. He always told me and taught me that the youth of America, the youth of this country, are our future. And if you want to feel good about our country, you want to feel good about the youth of this country, come out, be a part. Watch how these kids work hard to become better people and to really serve the whole community. And it's an amazing thing to watch. It sort of restores my faith just in people in general, watching and getting hope in these kids as we step forward. So I think it's just a great way to renew our faith in each other. It's a great way to feel good about what's going on in this country with all the negative press that we get everywhere. And just, it's a way to grow personally. I cannot tell you how much I've grown personally working with these kids.
Miss Jackie?
Well, yes.
Miss Jackie? There's one thing I'd like to chime in. We had this exercise with our kids. It's the coaches like Mr. Prim, Ms. High, Todd, Ms. Kiefer, and it's the parents that bring these kids lunches. They're the ones that are sustaining these kids and helping them to grow. We did an exercise last week. It was Friday, wasn't it, where we said, do we want to be a star? Do we want to be a sun? Or do we want to be gravity? And all of them have said they want to be gravity. We take gravity for granted because it keeps us grounded. We don't see it, but then when we go up into space, it keeps us floating and it keeps us uplifted. So really the work and the applause goes to the kids, and it goes to these coaches that have given their time tirelessly. Mr. Prim, he showed up at Vanneker at one of our train-the-teacher workshops 3 years ago in the summer. He ended up staying on as a teacher. Then he started coaching the robotics team, and now he went to the St. Peter's, and he started a program up there. But then he still comes down here and works with these kids on Saturdays. And his son goes to a different school, could participate in the robotics program at his school, and he chooses to be here with these kids. So they are really defying all of the media doesn't show or tell these stories. And I would like for you to talk to them about what they saw last March when we went to Anaheim. And there was no media there.
Anybody want to step up and speak, Brandon? When you went to NSBE to talk?
Well, when we went to NSBE, we was really surprised from the big hole because they said that this meteor it hit the ground to make that big thing, and then then we saw this video of how it did that, and almost all of us was really surprised from that. Even I was really surprised from it. And I didn't know that a medium-sized meteor can do that.
That's a good point. We did stop on the side to see the meteor, but what I was wanting to talk about are the college kids that you saw with their resumes getting their jobs. Getting jobs, getting internships on the spot. I'm sorry, sometimes I don't communicate clearly.
Well, actually, there are
a load of college students that came there with the total 10-page resumes, like just 10 full pages of about themselves, trying to get jobs and internships at the convention.
I'm going to tell you once again about the college students. They were all lined up. They were men and women, college students. They were all dressed in attires that was business pronounced, and they all had, like Shannon said, they all had a 10-page essay about themselves and their resume. They had it full-handed, ready. That happened for the whole convention. There was still college students lined up around the whole convention center just waiting to get in line.
So, well, we were there. We went to the convention center, and all I seen was college students with resumes and the suit and ties.
And because of that, at the competition, we were there for the FLL. We did compete in that, but there were several other competitions going on. For example, Fex Robotics, they were holding their competition at this convention.
And Canadian and FTP.
Absolutely. That is great exposure, the opportunity. You see those college students and you can see yourself being there and for some of you in a couple of years and having that opportunity. I like the young man, how you saw how they were dressed and how they were preparing for their careers and prepared for opportunities. So, you know, you guys are seeing what's to come for yourself, and that's great exposure because you're learning things that some people don't get that exposure early on, and they're not as prepared. So the more you know and the younger, and you take all that in and think about how you are going to make sure that you shine above everyone else, then, again, whatever you want to do, wherever you want to go, those opportunities are going to be there for you. So I'm so excited for them, Will, and I'm also excited to see them at the BDPA conference. Those who join us, you'll get to meet me in person. I'm here in Atlanta and part of the Atlanta chapter. Right before you all, I interviewed the director of the BDPA High School Computer Competition team in Atlanta. So they're looking forward to their competition next year. They won first place this year, so Josephine, I'm sure she's attentive. That let her know that there's other strong and talented young people that are going to be coming after the big prize. I don't know if you all know that they all won, the winning team, all won brand-new high-speed HP laptops. Every young person on their winning team got to take home a laptop in scholarship money. And so I just say that to reiterate that you guys are spending your Saturdays, you're learning, you're getting exposed, but there is rewards and there is recognition and there is opportunity at the end of what you're doing and the time you're putting in to make yourself better and to prepare for your career. So it's definitely people like the coaches and instructors and like Will that are there for you all to make sure that you're successful in whatever you want to do. So again, kudos to you all and to our audience. And Will, I want to ask you one question, and then I'm going to turn it back to a question to the students. But you mentioned the parents. It's so important, the role of the parents, and maybe talk to our parents who are listening into the show. If they have any hesitation or if for whatever reason they aren't getting their students engaged in STEM programs wherever they are, whether it's Kansas City or beyond. But what message do you have for parents?
Well, the first message is there's no better investment. We all want the best for our children, and there's no better investment than we can make in our children than our time. or supporting those who are willing to give their time. One of the core values is we don't know all the answers. We learn together. And, you know, Proverbs tells us that we have to continue to seek knowledge and seek wisdom. Learning never stops. And the truth of the matter is the economies that Mr. Prem, myself, Ms. High, and most of us parents were raised on, the education that we receive isn't for the economies that exist today or the economies that exist tomorrow. So we have to be selfless of ourselves and then make sure that we keep our kids engaged in science, technology, engineering, arts, and math, because any job that's going to enable them to lead a prudent life is going to be based in one of those five disciplines. They may go to college, they may not go to college, but it's our goal and it's our mission to make sure that they can read, they can write, they can do basic math. And if they can do those three things, then they can pursue one of those pathways and then be in a position to make a decision to either pursue an educational pathway, a career pathway, or an entrepreneurial pathway.
Keep your
kids engaged. Ask questions. Ask your school. Go to the school. Ask questions. Ask your teacher. Find out what is their STEM program. What are their plans? And then get them into expanded learning programs. Don't just let them play video games. Teach them to create video games. We know that we are billion-dollar contributors to the economy, consumers. Well, we want these kids to start being producers. And once they start being producers, then consumers will then start to purchase from them. And when consumers start purchasing from them, then we start to see the eradication of poverty. We start to see the lower class move to the middle class, the middle class move upward.
Absolutely, absolutely. So thank you for that, because, again, these young people, they have to be presented these opportunities. They have to have exposure. They need parents to get them to these programs. And to the parents, if you are taking your child to a STEM program, pick up a child or two on the way, bring them along, and it's all about just exposure, so important. And I want to also, to our parents, our listeners, I want to also let you know about the magazine, STEM in Action, and it's a very important, a great magazine, has a lot of information, and the upcoming edition is about education. Taking you from high school all the way through internships onto your career development. So definitely get a hold of that magazine. And if you need more information about how to get either a copy of it, there's electronic copies online for free. But just look up the magazine. Diversity in Action is also a great magazine. And then there's also Diversity in STEM. So look for both of those magazines online, and if you don't know how to get to the link, again, send an email to technologyexpresso.com, and we'll get you connected. So that is both the Diversity in Action and also Diversity in STEAM magazine. Great magazines, great information, and again, the Diversity in Action this month edition just coming out, and I'll be retweeting the link. Has information all about schooling, after-school programs, as well as internships once you're in college and out of college, how to fund college, just a great resource for schooling. So, and I'll pass it on to you as well, Will, to share with parents. And those who are members of BDPA automatically get a subscription to Diversity in Action. So be looking for that latest issue. So I just want to say that and also just acknowledge, because we're great partners with both Diversity in Action and Diversity in STEM magazine. But now let me take our remaining time together, and I wanted to ask some of the students that to share with us and to things that they might say to other students who haven't been exposed to a program like the STEAM Village. What brought you to the program, and what you would say to them as to why they also should join the program? So as if you were talking to whether it's your little brother or sister or cousin or classmate, what would you say to them to encourage them to join the Steam Village and what you like best and how you why you came to the program?
Starting coming on the stage, sit down, roll in.
I want to be in this program because it would help me pursue my career, the career that's in my mind of choice, and I want.
What are you going to tell us, kids?
I would tell kids that this is a good program to be in. This helps you and tells you that there are different choices out there to what you want to be. Like, there's engineers, there's different types of engineers. People just use engineers and it's only one type of engineer, but there's like more than five types of engineers. There's other careers you would want to pursue. If you don't want to be an engineer, you can be a mathematician, a scientist, a technologist. You can create anything you want as long as you put your mind to it. This program helps you realize that, it helps you reach your full potential.
Well, the reason I joined the program, I believe this is what I said, but I tried out for my own school team and didn't make it because they were only accepting 10 students a year. And my dad happened to have just gotten a job at the school where this team started. So he invited me over. I came for a couple practices and decided I honestly wanted to be part of this program. And then I've just stayed with him. Recently this year, my school accepted 60 students for the robotics team. And my dad honestly asked me, do you want to be in this program or do you want to switch back over to the school's program? And based on how well and how much I love all the people in this program, I chose this program any day of the week.
Awesome.
Hello, this is Brandon again, and I wanted to be in this program because, well, when I first started at this program, well, all of the students here, they was really working together, and I really wanted to join them because I thought that they was, I thought that robotics is going to help you conquer your dreams, and that's all. And the thing I would like to say to the students is that this is a wonderful robotics team, and that they always get a good job.
Well, I joined robotics because my friend Benjamin, he was going places, he was doing things, and I was just in the class, and I asked him, "Oh, what are you doing?" And he said he's doing robotics, he's building robots, he's competing. And I asked Ms. Wells, could I join? I joined, and I love the program. And I would tell other kids, we treat each other like family here, so you don't have to be scared.
I like that.
My name is Courtney, and I want to be in robotics because I think it'll give you something to do in the future, like a good paying job and a good family and stuff. And it's really fun. Let me just chat more.
Excellent.
I wanted to be in robotics because I was a hard worker, and it seemed like fun when other people were saying it, so I just wanted to be in it. Now, this is my goal, and the reason why I joined robotics is because some of my friends were like going to robotics, so I joined it, and I stayed inside and stayed in robotics because it was fun, and people here, they treat you like family. And the reason why I would want people
people to come here is because it'll help you succeed in what you want to do, and it'll help you get a scholarship for college.
Hi, my name is Aisha May. The reason why I want to be in robotics is because I love to build, and I love to navigate. And the thing that I would say to kids out there is reaching each other as a team, and robotics is a challenge. If you want to, if you like challenges, you should come down.
Hi, it's Amanda. I join robotics because most people think it's hard and it's really not. They just have to put their mind to it because you will fall down in the process. You just have to get back up and try hard.
My name is Jeffrey, and I wanted to join robotics because I was in California and I had this same thing, but this year it was like way experience and got to learn more here. And the reason why you should be here is because you can learn a lot of the core values, you can go places, and you can experience things from other people.
My parents figured this one out because we had a team at our school in Missouri, and it was on, I think it was every Wednesday, and we didn't have time, so they kept looking, and my dad was the one that actually painted one of the rooms here in the building, and he heard that there was a robotics team, and so he asked Mr. Wells, and me and my sister joined after we figured out what it was, and we didn't know anyone here, but after a while we got used to it, and they treated each other as family, so we are a team.
Awesome.
That's all of them.
Wow. I don't know, Will, on your side, but I'm like, that is the best advertisement you could ask for.
From the mouth of babe, and just some great.
Miss Jackie?
Yes.
I have two that just came in, and they came late, and we got to give them opportunity. Come on in, Robbie and Tommy. they came in late because they had to start the tournament, and I don't want to leave their team, so we want to leave them out. But go ahead. She said, would you like to leave the program, and would you recommend it to somebody else?
The program is, like, really fun, and it learns stuff, too. Can do it and learn how to get a job and stuff, and how you act and stuff. And I would recommend it because you can learn a lot of stuff, and you also learn the core values and how to treat each other.
I love it.
You want to be here because you get a good job, and you get a scholarship, and it's really fun too, and you get to build robots.
Okay.
Excellent. Did I get the names and the grade and the age of the our last two speakers?
They're giving it to you right now.
I'm Logan and I'm in sixth grade. I'm Thomas and I'm in fourth grade.
Oh, excellent. Well, first of all, will you guys do me a favor and give yourself a round of applause because you guys did a great job. And then number two, you are all now radio celebrities, okay? So you can go tell your family and friends that you've been on the radio and been interviewed, and as well as you all are being videoed as well. So you guys are now STEM superstars, and I so thank you for taking time out of your day. I've taken you away from all your building and fixing and making things go faster. So I've got to end our time together. I look forward to meeting you all. I hope to see you at the BDPA conference. You all have best of luck in your competitions. And, you know, have a wonderful performance in the play. And I just look forward to all of your success stories because you guys are, as I can already see, going to be leaders and entrepreneurs and business owners and just rocking the whole corporate world and whatever you choose to do. So, again, it was a pleasure. Thank you, Will, and thank you to the instructors who participated and to our listeners. I hope you enjoyed today's show, this special edition, and we were listening to the asteamvillage.org. You can visit, see about their programs, and reach out. And please also visit the archives. We interviewed William Wells previously, and he shared how he developed and how this program has developed and what it's intended to do. And you also can model something similar to it and reach out to BDPA branches in your local area. But for now, I just want to thank all of our guests today, including Josephine Reed. Those in Atlanta, don't forget the Josephine Fitstein Relay Challenge. If you want any information about today's show and their guests, email us at technologyexpresso@gmail.com. I also want to give a shout-out to Javon Grant, who has been helping in the background, and we couldn't do it without her as well. And until next time, I just want to thank everyone. Thank everybody there at the A-Steam Village. Enjoy the rest of your day, and until next time. Thank you, everyone. Bye-bye.
Bye-bye.
You've been listening to Technology Expresso Cafe Radio. Visit our website portal at www.technologyexpresso.com for a full list of broadcast archives, social media handles, and upcoming shows. Keep up with Technology Expresso while on the go by texting the word LAUNCH to 41411. That's texting the word LAUNCH to 41411. Thanks again, everyone. And remember, listen, learn, leverage, launch.